Home is always where your best work will come from. So, whether that means that you're starting a business or you are looking to grow and you're scaling fast, or if you're scaling too fast and you want to relax a little bit, all of these decisions and all of these periods in your business will be supported by your home. And so, I have decided to pay premium for a good home.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Are you spending too much money on ads? Want to increase your average order value? Are you eyeing that big exit from your business? Or have you been wondering how you can increase your lifetime value, build a community, and basically make more money through customer loyalty and retention? Let us help. Huckleberry Consulting brings over a decade of experience in client and customer success from the world's biggest companies. Let your customers tell you what they want. Visit consulthuckleberry.com to claim your free audit and quit leaving money on the table. Once again, that's consulthuckleberry.com. See you there.
Hello, hello, good morning, and happy new year to everyone. If you're listening to this, it's probably the start of your first work year. And I did have another episode planned for this, but I think I wanted to make that idea more whole. And it is actually about some of the lessons I learned over the holidays about how not to work during the holidays, or how to completely take a break from work if you have something important like a wedding, which I've done twice now to the same guy, thank God. If you really want to take a long break from work, it could also be useful if you unfortunately got sick, if you had something that you really need to sort out. You know, life happens. And sometimes when we say life happens, it's not just for a day or for a few days. Sometimes you really need to take a full 2 weeks off, or maybe a month off. Or for my wedding, I took 2 months off. So that was a pretty roller coaster ride in terms of just letting go of control. But at the end of the day, it was a great time. I had a great time, and it was such a good opportunity for me to step back and really see also where the cracks in my business are in terms of organization, delegation, leadership, and it also helped me determine the best hires for my business moving forward and things like that. So our topic for today is actually about something else. So sorry for that pretty long intro, but our topic for today is I'm going to share tips and tricks about designing your environment that fits your business and your life in terms of your home. And when I say design, it doesn't mean being an architect, because obviously I'm not an architect. And unfortunately, I also don't have a lot of art skills. In fact, I am not very good at putting on makeup and drawing and anything that involves visual arts. I'm just not very skilled at it. So I'm not going to say I'm not good at it, because if I really put my heart into it, I might be good at it, right? If I start learning color theory and shapes, you know, in a particular way, or maybe photography, anything visual, I might start to be good at it. But Right now, I'm just not skilled at it yet. And honestly, I've been okay with it. In terms of like makeup, which obviously I use for work sometimes when I speak or when I need to go somewhere important or I get photographed, I just have one makeup look that works for me. And by the way, I have been using AI a lot. I have just been using ChatGPT for looks, for my looks, and asking it about matching clothes, about the shape of my face, what looks would be good, what hairstyle would be good for this kind of neckline. It's been so useful. I feel like I just have a fashion stylist and a coach in my pocket. So I definitely recommend trying that out. So onto our topic today, I want you to think about this question, actually, this one question. And how often are you home? I want you to really reflect in this part of the podcast. How many hours do you spend at home? If you are like me, and if you run an online business, if you run a fully remote, location independent business, chances are you're at home probably more than 70% of the time. So even for someone like me who's an extrovert, I love going out. I love interacting with people. I love going to events. I am still home probably 90% of the time because that's where I work. That's where I really love kind of just having my life around. I do my routine. I cook a lot as well, and I just love being at home. But I also realize that it could be one or the other. It's like I'm always home, so I need to make my home great, or my home is great, and so I love being home. I feel like both of those things should be true for you. And this really is a call to pay attention what's in your home. It's not just a matter of like cleaning your room, keeping everything tidy because it affects your mindset, but it is looking further and designing every piece so that it is intentional and that it contributes to your life. Because most of my listeners are most of my listeners are business owners, and they do business from their home. And let me tell you, home is always where your best work will come from. So whether that means that you're starting a business, or you are looking to grow and you're scaling fast, or if you're scaling too fast and you want to relax a little bit, all of these decisions and all of these, I would say, periods in your business will be supported by your home. And so I have decided to pay premium for a good home. I think it is particularly famous in America, where there's like a famous budgeting allocation that people use, where they say 20 to 30% of your income, up to 20 to 30%, can be spent on your rent or your home. And for me, that kind of blows my mind because I don't even spend that much on my home. But in the past, when I was making $5,000 a month, I was paying $1,650 for my home, and it was so worth it. And even though it meant that I would eat at home most of the time, it was beautiful because I had a great home. I cooked at home. It was great because I had a great kitchen, and I had all these amenities. I didn't need to go out to go to the gym. Literally, the place is also a visual treat, and I was able to take advantage of the amenities. It had some of the best amenities in the world, honestly. So this was my first home when I moved to Vegas for the first time, and it had three gyms. I'm not kidding. It had like a soccer field, or like half of a soccer field, a basketball court, a massage table, a poker room, a salon, a pet park, salt water pool. That was amazing. We had fire pits outside with huge screens where you can watch the game, hang out with your friends. And it was so modernly like designed, wonderfully designed. It was like such a dream to live in that place. And when I first moved there, I just feel like all my dreams came true. Like, first of all, I am a girl from a poor family in a poor country, in a developing country, and coming to America and like staying in a place like that was such a kind of like a dream come true to me. And I started to, that was the time when I started to really think about, wow, this is really what I deserve. That was 2019. I realized that home is, where I wake up, where I go to sleep, where I meditate, where I get inspired. I also share lots of memories with my loved ones. This is where I rest. This is where I'll be most vulnerable. This is where I cry, so I realized that it makes such a difference if I live in a good home. So let me backtrack a little bit, actually, on my first ever moment of realizing how important it is to be in a good home, to live in a good home, in a great home. So, in 2017, I was living in this two bedroom in a downtown area in Davao, Philippines, where I grew up. And this city, I've lived in this city my whole life. I know the ins and outs of the city. And I lived in one of the most coveted, one of the most expensive areas. And it was called Marfori. If you're from Davao City, you're gonna know where this place is. It's a great place to be close to everything. It has direct access to downtown, to the northern part of the city, the southern part of the city. It has a lot of establishments, but also it's not downtown technically, so it's quiet and it's very residential and it's peaceful and all of those beautiful things. So I really love that area. I think I lived in that area for 3 years total. I lived there with a former boyfriend and then I moved out. I lived in a studio, still the same area. And then after I made enough money, I moved to a two bedroom, same area. I loved it. I really loved that area. It was so convenient. And then I met someone and another like former boyfriend of mine, and he saw my place and he was like, well, it's not bad, but it's not really aligned with, what your goals are. It's not aligned where you, it's not aligned with where you're heading next. And that really, kind of struck me in such a way that, like, what are you talking about? And also, I felt like something in me changed cellularly in that moment because finally someone was seeing something else that I deserved and something else that was waiting for me in the horizon. And so he made a bet with me. He was like, hey, I want to move in together and I want you to look for the most expensive apartment in town. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this just because of your ego? At first, I had a lot of resistance from it. And I thought that, oh my gosh, this guy's just all of, has a lot of hot air. He just wants to live in the best address so he can show people he lives there, just like one of those like crypto scammers in Miami or something. But he said, I'll make a bet with you. Look for the most expensive apartment in town. And I'm going to sign a 1 year lease. I will pay rent for a year. And if you, I will pay the rent for the whole year. If you, and I bet you will triple your income in the time that we are staying there. He said that it's because a better environment just demands better things out of you. And naturally, it's going to seep in, your system, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and it will show you a different level of you. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take the bait. And so that's what we did. And I kid you not, on the third month, my income tripled. And so he was like, well, what did I say? I told you. So he still paid rent for the rest of the time we were there, but it definitely showed me the possibilities of like what a beautiful home can bring you and your business. And so after that, I moved around. I started traveling. I stayed in different places. And I have used some of these principles also in picking hotels. But of course, the most important thing is picking a home, because that would be really the core or the main place where you're going to build a lot of things. The jump between the two bedroom that I was in to the most expensive apartment in town was so high. I think, oh yeah, I remember the amount now. I think the apartment was 7 times more expensive than my previous apartment. So that was the jump. So imagine paying 7 times the rent in one go, right? I actually hung out with my friend the other day, and he's moving on the up and up, and he's moving to an apartment that is 4 times the price of his current apartment. And for me, that already feels like a big jump. But looking back, I actually went from living in a place that was that costs this much, and then I moved to a place that costs 7 times more. So that was pretty insane. Honestly, and when the realtor told me how much the rent was, I almost puked. It was like a lot of money. And but then again, my former boyfriend challenged me to a bet, and I'm a gambler. I love bets. I love betting. And so I said yes. I trusted myself. I trusted myself when I lived there. And the universe funnily just answered my questions pretty fast. That was also the time when I started going to the gym. That was the first time I had a gym in my building. And of course, that changed my life for the better in so many ways. And right now, it's been 8 years, and I have definitely incorporated going to the gym as a core part of my life. So having a great home guarantees one thing. You will always love to be home. I don't want to be away from my husband. I don't want to be away from my kitchen. I don't want to be away from my favorite clothes, my purses, my books. I just love being home. My beauty products, I have these little, to some people, shallow things, but I love being around these things. I love being around my husband, my kitchen. And honestly, yes, I admittedly, I make good connections when I travel for conferences and events, but overall, it still won't be the money that I make from home where my best work comes from. And this is honestly why I'm not really impressed with people. If they always had to choose to leave their home, or they have to chase success, they have to go to conferences all the time just to get clients, it makes me think, honestly, that they have a problem at home that they could just be avoiding, or that they don't really love their home or being home. And I don't want that to be my reality. So, here are some of my favorite guidelines. So, number one, I love convenience. I always want to live in the city center where I can be close to all the fun things for me, but of course, far enough from the noise and the hustle. So I love living in a place that is kind of an in-between. I want it to be convenient, whether it's an easy walk or an easy drive to all the conveniences. And it needs to be away enough for it to be quiet. So in Davao, which is a big, very metropolitan city, I stay at an area that is across a mall. It is definitely downtown. It's definitely not that quiet, but it is quiet enough. And so, convenience, when I cross the street, everything is there. There's banks, there's restaurants, there's a cinema, there's an arcade, there's a high-end grocery store, there's a health shop, and in the even the 500 meter radius, there's like hospitals and other banks and hotels and, a lot of these other things that are super convenient for me. So convenience is a huge thing for me because of time. Time is really the only asset we can't get back. And this is why I will always live in a place that is convenient, that's easy to get to. I don't care if I get to spend so much more because I'm paying for time. And I can always make more money, but I can't make more time. Number two, of course, is safety. I want to be able to feel safe walking home alone late at night. That's it. I need it to be bright. I need it to be safe. I need it to be fully staffed, if possible, with guards and all these security things. So I've always picked places that rank very high for safety because it just makes me feel more at ease. And if your brain is more at ease, then of course you perform better because you don't have to think about these things. Another consideration that I want to share is that as a person, you really need to think about what is the right size for you. You know, some people think that the bigger the house, the better. But I actually heard from one of my mentors that when he moved to a house, when he started making more money and he moved to a house that was like a mansion, like 8,000 square feet or something, he hated it. Because he didn't get to see his children enough, and they would just be hiding in rooms, hiding with their devices, and he didn't like it. So they downsized to a 3,500 square feet place, and they are happier than ever. And it's still beautiful, of course. He's a multi-millionaire. This person has probably like $50 million in net worth, and he says that he gets to see his kids more, they get to spend more time together, they know what everyone's up to. And of course, I think he also shared that it just felt safer that he can see every corner of their house. So, I lived in a very cramped, no, not cramped, but small studio, literally 16 square meters. Sorry for switching from square meters to square feet in this conversation. I know that's not easy for others to imagine what these spaces would look like or how big these spaces were, but I've lived in so many places in the world that my brain just makes the switch pretty easy. But I lived in a studio that was so tiny, it was 16 square meters. And I also lived in the literal mansion with two driveways, with a pool. We had our own gym with a garage that can hold six cars, like a real mansion, a great view of the mountains. And honestly, it was too much work. It was too much work and maintenance. We literally needed a maid to come every day just to clean and put things away and put things, just make it like orderly. It was just too much space. Sometimes I was forced to furnish a particular area or feel like it was empty. And it was just like one of those two things. Like it was unnecessary to furnish it, but also it felt empty. So it was weird. And honestly, I also, yeah, it was tiring. If I would lose something, I actually lost my phone in that place one time, and it took me a week to find my phone. Like, I knew my phone was in the house, but I just couldn't find it. So, right now, I think the perfect size for me and my husband would also probably be around, with everything that we need, would also probably be around 3,000, 3,500 square feet. And as long as we have our particular, we have our own offices, I have my podcast studio. And I have a great kitchen. Those are the priorities for me. I don't want to work in the bedroom. I've always told my husband I don't like working in the bedroom. Bedroom needs to be a place for rest, sleep, and sex, and that's it. And I always want an office. And if I can't have an office, like the place we were living was we recently left our last apartment, our first apartment together, which was a two bedroom, with 2.5 bath, and I worked in the living room. I worked at a corner in the living room because I like the daylight, and I don't wanna work in the bedroom. My husband took the guest bedroom and he worked there, and it worked for him. So, speaking of why I was working in the living room, it's because of the sun. It's because of daylight. So, I will now always choose places where I can get large amounts of daylight, and it's also in an area or in a city where it's sunny and healthy. I love living in places with sun because it's easy to do the activities that I like. Even water sports, golf, even going to Pilates, yoga, just going out of the house feels so like effortful. I don't know if that's a real word. If it's a place that snows or if it's dark all the time during particular parts of the year. I have stayed with my sister in Indiana for one Christmas and I didn't like it. I really did not. It was not for me. I need the sun. I'm solar powered and I love doing outdoor stuff. I love walking even. So I think lastly, my last consideration is I would love if my house is easy to visit. I love staying near international airports, so people want to visit me all the time and I don't have to leave my home or my area because I love it so much. So far I've lived in Phuket, Thailand. A lot of people go there. I've lived in Vegas. I've spent a considerable amount of time in Vancouver as well. I used to live in Manila, Philippines, which is a big metropolitan city. And so right now, being in Playa del Carmen, we are close to the Cancun airport and we have tons of visitors and tourists all the time. And so I love it. It really aligns with everything that I need. So yeah, I think that's it. I hope that all this rambling made you think about your home better. You must be overlooking this investment. You might be overlooking how important this is really for you and your headspace. And I really want you to understand how underrated it is for your business and your personal growth. I feel like everything just clicks if I live in a good home. And of course, needless, it really like needless to say, you also need to be intentional about the things that you put inside your home. Try not to keep it crowded or, declutter. Be mindful about decluttering all the time. Make it make sense in terms of design. It's always good to talk to a professional or stick with safe colors and then have pops of color. Once again, another ad for ChatGPT. You can take pictures of areas in your home and you can just ask it questions about design. It will give you really good advice. So, yeah, if you love this episode, share it with a friend. Who may be thinking of furnishing their place or moving to a new house, or maybe someone you're considering to move to an area that you think will be really, really good for them, their growth, and where they're going next in their lives. So, this is Carla. Happy New Year. And thank you for hanging out with me for another episode of None of Your Business. See you next week. We're going to talk about something super controversial, actually. And I can't wait to for you to be listening to that podcast and share your thoughts with me as well. If you love this episode, let me know. And you can message me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you want to find me. And of course, it would really mean a lot if you could also leave a 5-star review. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. And I'll see you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.